talking with NDSU defensive back Brian Shepherd. Brian, talk about how important it is for you guys to be so dominant and consistent on special teams, especially in the coverage area.
Well, I think it's important, you know. Special teams is a very, you know, important part of the game. It dictates a win or a loss, you know, from a blocked field goal, punt, you know, getting good field position for the team on punt or kickoff, you know, just setting up our defense in a good position. So it's very important.
Talk about your role on the defense, kind of coming in when Colton goes out or kind of switching up, going to safety, going to corner, and how important you view that role with the team.
Well, it's important because it allows our defense to do a lot of, you know, a lot of different things with me and Heeks being on the field at the same time or me going to a different position. So, you know, be successful in our defense. So I view it as, you know, it's very important.
What would you say you're better at, coverage or defending the run?
I feel like I'm pretty good at both, you know, but this past year I feel like my run defense has improved greatly. From spring ball, you know, techniques Coach Kleiman has taught us and everything, so I'd say that.
What do you enjoy more, the pickoff or a big hit? What gets you going more?
Well, I've been getting, you know, the pretty nice hits, but I haven't got a pick, so hopefully, you know, I can change that this upcoming week.
What have you noticed about New Hampshire looking at the tape? What do they do that kind of gives you a little bit, some nervousness, what they do offensively?
They're a good team. They coach well. Their schemes are very well, and you know you have to be on the same page with your defensive backs every play because sometimes they throw in trick plays. You know, so our keys, it's going to be important this week for our keys to be right.
What about their receivers? I know they got a couple really big guys at receivers, some highlight play guys. How are you guys going to try to make sure they don't bust out and get behind the secondary, get some big plays going for them?
Yeah, that's going to be important because they have guys that can. And do something with the ball after the catch, you know. We've been watching film this whole week, you know, and the guys are just very athletic, you know. They're making multiple people miss, so it's going to be important that when they do make a play that we stop it and, you know, we can focus on the next play instead of it being a touchdown.
How important is it going to be to keep the emotions in check? A lot of seniors on this team. It's going to be the last home game for pretty much everybody, it seems like, on this team. How important is it going to be to not get too jacked up with that opening kickoff and stay kind of within yourself?
I think it'd be important, but we have a lot of, you know, guys that have a lot of experience around here. So, you know, it's a big game because it's the next game. So I think we just have to stay focused and, you know, stay in sight of what our ultimate goal is, and that's to win. So I think we'll be fine.
Who do you think is the best special teams player on your guys' coverage team? Not the kicker or the punter, but who would you look at and go, boy, I want him getting down the field first because I like it when he's able to lay a big hit? You can say yourself if you want to. That's fine.
No, I wouldn't say myself. We actually have a couple guys that are pretty good, you know. I think Zach Colvin, he's also another bullet guy. He does a very good job of getting down the field and making plays as well. We have Jordan Champion, too. He's coming up. He'll be a good one to watch as well.
What about the young guys on this team? I mean, you know, you see Nick DeLuca, he's out there making plays, and so is Chase Morlock. Talk about the young freshmen that have been able to contribute on special teams.
Yeah, Chase Morlock, he's a tough guy, you know. He's been doing very good this year as well. DeLuca, you know, he got hurt a little bit this year, but he's bouncing back, and he's done an excellent job as, you know, wherever we put him at to go down there and make a play.
Do you guys, after coming out so fast and so fierce against Coastal Carolina, do you guys feel more comfortable with that, or does it not matter? Because you guys tend to be more of a second-half team. As a defense, do you guys feel more comfortable with, you know, largely in that first half, or does it not matter?
Well, I think, you know, the coaches did an excellent job of our game planning, you know, what we're going to go in for Coastal Carolina. You know, they did an excellent job, you know. A lot of overtime was put up upstairs for that game plan to put us in position to make those plays. And I think we'll hopefully have the same thing that's coming up Saturday. We just have to stay focused, you know, and, you know, start strong but finish stronger. You know, that's what Coach Bowl preaches. So hopefully we can go out there in the second half and be more dominant.
Should be a lot of fun, Brian. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.